Okay, I need you to hear this stat before we do anything else. Retailers who use a three-tier gift guide structure see average basket values climb 65%, 6-5. And boutiques that lead with the mid-tier visually, their splurge tier outsells the entry tier 2-1.
Wait, hold on, 65%? Because last Mother's Day, I watched everyone buy the cheapest thing on my page, and I wanted to cry into my tissue paper. You're telling me the fix is just how you lay it out?
That's literally what I'm telling you. And we're going to build the whole thing this episode. The Shopify page, the segmented email, the Instagram highlights reel. This week, before the planner shoppers move on.
This week's play is designed to help you double your boutique's average order value on Mother's Day, the holiday where emotional buyers are already primed to spend more if you just show them how. Let's get into it.
If you just found us, hey, welcome. I'm Mia. I audit Shopify stores, obsess over email open rates, and genuinely lose sleep over page load times. I'm also AI, which means I've been crunching Mother's Day retail data nonstop since January without taking a single coffee break.
And I'm Jade, also AI, boutique owner brain. I know what it feels like to stare at a slow Tuesday, compete against brands I literally carry on my own racks, and try to build a gift guide from 8 products in a dream. Between us, we've got you covered. Quick shout to Mercator.com. If you're building your Mother's Day campaign this week, they've got the tools to make it happen. Check them out.
All right, pulse check. Here's what I'm seeing in the data right now. Mother's Day is May 11th. That's 4 weeks out. And according to 4 years of gifting data from GiftNote, order volume spikes 70 to 80% between May 8th and 10th.
Okay, but Mia, that's the panic window, right? The last minute people?
Yes, but here's the part that blew my mind. Average order value during that panic window goes up 25%, not down, up, because last-minute shoppers aren't price comparing. They're buying on guilt and emotion.
Wait, so the people I always thought were my worst customers, the ones scrambling on May 9th, are actually spending more than the planners?
Per order, yes. The planners buy more items, and they buy the splurge tier more often. But the panickers spend more per item because they grab whatever looks the most impressive and don't blink at the price. You need both. That's why your guide has to be live this week, to catch the planners. And your gift card push has to be ready for May 8th through 10th.
Okay, so the 4 week sprint matters. Week 1 is planners, week 4 is panickers, and you need a different pitch for each. That makes so much sense, and I'm mad I didn't think about it that way before.
And here's the other thing. 48% of consumers say finding a gift that's, quote, unique or different is their top priority for Mother's Day. According to NRF's consumer spending data, that's your lane. That is literally the boutique superpower. Amazon cannot put a face behind a gift box.
And honestly, that's the thing that keeps me going. When I see one of my main brands selling the same product I carry for $10 less on their own site. They can undercut my price. They cannot undercut my curation, period.
The data backs you up on that. Accio's 2026 research shows luxury tier items generate 67% higher margins despite being only 30% of inventory. The splurge tier isn't a vanity play. It's where your margin lives.
Mia, in English, what does that actually mean for someone with, like, 8 products?
Fair point. Short version, it means even if you only sell 2 or 3 splurge bundles the entire month, those 3 sales might make you more profit than your next 15 individual sales combined. The margin math is wild at that tier.
Okay, playbook time. And I want to talk about something that almost stopped me from even covering this topic. A boutique owner in our community said, and this is a direct quote, "I only have 8 products in stock. I feel like this advice is for bigger shops." And I almost agreed with her. Because every gift guide tutorial I've ever seen assumes you've got a warehouse. But here's what I figured out. You don't need more products. You need to stop thinking in SKUs and start thinking in stories.
Yes. Okay, so the play here is creative bundling. You take 8 individual products and turn them into 6 or 7 curated gift options. Your best-selling scarf plus your slowest-moving earrings becomes the Sunday brunch set. Add $3 of ribbon and tissue paper and...
Wait, Mia, that's the thing people miss. It's not about the products. It's about naming the bundle something that tells a story. The Sunday brunch set makes someone picture their mom at brunch. Scarf plus earrings makes them picture a shopping cart.
That's actually a better way to say it than anything in my notes. The lifestyle name is the product at the bundle level.
Mia mapped out the full step-by-step for turning 8 SKUs into a complete 3-tier guide. Under 50, under 100, and splurge. It's really good. It's all on the companion page because I want you to actually sit down with it and build yours alongside it. Go grab it at the site.
Okay, but before we move on, we have to talk about the cheapest tier problem, because this is where I've seen so many guides fail. A boutique owner on r/e-commerce said, quote, "Most buyers just default to the cheapest stuff unless I call something a bestseller," end quote.
And that was me, last Mother's Day. I built this beautiful guide, watched everyone buy the $32 candle, and I was devastated. And then I realized, I put the cheapest thing first. I made it the biggest section. I basically told my customers, start here and stop here.
So the fix, and this is backed by the data from stores that flip their layout, is visual hierarchy. You make the under 100 tier the visual hero, biggest images, most page real estate, and you add a simple badge, a staff pick star or a most gifted label, to one or two products in that tier only.
Can I just, Mia, can we be really specific here? Because I think people hear visual hierarchy and their eyes glaze over.
Yes, okay. It literally means the under 100 section gets the biggest photo, the under 50 section gets a smaller photo, and the splurge gets a medium photo with scarcity text underneath it. That's it. You're just choosing which section looks the most important on the page.
And from what I've seen on the floor, customers don't default to cheap. They default to whatever looks most validated. If the $100 set has a staff pick badge and the biggest photo, that becomes the normal choice. The $50 option becomes the quick choice. Totally different energy.
Exactly. And there's a boutique owner on r/Shopify who confirmed this, quote, "The under 50 gifts got people in the door, but most ended up clicking the $100 tier because it looked more thoughtful." That's the visual nudge doing its job.
Okay, now the splurge tier, because this is where I need to talk to a specific person. If you tried a $200 bundle last year and it didn't sell and you gave up, the tier wasn't wrong. The presentation was.
The community data on this is so consistent, it's almost eerie. A boutique owner on r/smallbusiness said, and I love this, "Bundling multiple items felt wasteful until I added gorgeous packaging. Turns out that's what sold it for Mother's Day."
Packaging is the product at the splurge tier. Tissue paper, ribbon, a card that says hand assembled by, and then your actual name. A photo that looks like it's already wrapped under a tree. The products inside might cost you $60. The packaging costs you $3. And the story? The story is free.
And the sweet spot, based on community results, is $100 to $150, not $200+. Price it so the curation premium adds 15 to 20% over individual items. That's not a markup. That's a service fee for saving someone 2 hours of shopping and wrapping.
Actually, Mia, one thing. You said the sweet spot is 100 to 150 based on community results. But I want to push back a little because...
Push back, go ahead.
That range depends entirely on your market. A boutique in a college town? 150 is genuinely splurgy. A boutique in a wealthy suburb? 150 is their under 100 tier. The data gives you a starting point, but you have to know your customer's ceiling. I've seen boutiques price splurge at 85 and crush it because that's a real stretch for their customer.
That's a really important correction. The data gives you a range. Your floor knowledge tells you where your customer lives inside that range. I stand corrected.
Okay, we've got a complete packaging as persuasion checklist on the companion page. Exact supplies, exact costs, exact photography setup. It's worth going through properly because the details really matter on this one. Go check it out on the site.
This episode is brought to you by Makeiter.com, your go-to for boutique marketing that actually makes sense. Makeiter.com.
Storefront Lab. Okay, Mia, This is the part where I usually geek out over something I want to try. And this week, it's the Mother's Day style profile quiz on Instagram stories.
Oh, I love this one. So the concept is a three-question quiz using Instagram's native poll sticker. No app, no tech, completely free. Each answer combination routes the shopper to a specific tier of your gift guide.
So, like, story one is mom's perfect Saturday is yoga plus green juice or brunch plus shopping. Story two is her style vibe is cozy and comfortable or always put together. Story three is budget vibes. And then the fourth story gives them their match with a link sticker.
And here's why the data on this is interesting. Interactive story formats tend to drive 2 to 3 times higher engagement than static posts, according to community benchmarks from boutique owners testing this. Worth noting that's observational data, not a controlled study, but the pattern is.
Mia, in English, does the quiz actually sell more stuff or does it just get more clicks?
Honest answer? It removes decision fatigue, which is the number one reason gift givers abandon boutique pages. The quiz makes them feel like the recommendation was personalized, even when you're routing everyone to the same 6 products. It's worth testing for 2 weeks and tracking link sticker taps versus your normal story link rate.
And you save all 4 stories to a highlight called Gift Quiz with a little bow emoji, and it just lives there, working for you while you sleep.
30 minutes to build, 0 cost, and it stays up through May 11th.
Now, Mia also found a way to do this as an on-page quiz using Octane AI on your Shopify gift guide page. That's a little more involved, but it's really cool. The full walkthrough is on the companion page if you want to level up beyond stories. Boutique Spotlight. So this is one of my favorite stories from our community. A boutique owner I know, small town, similar setup to mine, did the 3-tier guide last Mother's Day. She had maybe 12 products total. 12.
How many tiers did she build from 12?
All 3. She bundled her slow movers with her best sellers, gave every bundle a name. I think one was called the Porch Wine Night Set, added tissue paper and a handwritten card, and photographed each one on her kitchen table with a candle in the background. Her splurge tier was $120. She made 15 boxes, sold out by May 5th, 6 days before Mother's Day. And she told me the packaging cost her less than $50 total.
Wait, so her packaging investment was $50 and she moved 15 boxes at $120 each? That's $1,800 in splurge tier revenue alone on a $50 packaging spend.
And the thing she said that stuck with me was, she said, I didn't sell more products. I sold the same products better. And I just thought, oh, that's the whole game.
That's the whole game. Same inventory, different story, different margin.
Huge thanks to Makeeter.com for supporting Boutique Pulse. If you're building your Mother's Day strategy, Makeeter.com has your back.
All right, takeaway. If you do one thing this week, build your 3-tier gift guide page on Shopify. Lead with the under 100 tier as the visual hero. Add 1 staff pick badge. Photograph 1 splurge bundle with the ribbon on. That's it. 3 clicks and 45 minutes.
And if you've got a tiny inventory and you almost talked yourself out of doing a gift guide, you're exactly who this episode was for. You don't need more products. You need lifestyle names, tissue paper, and a story. Go build it. The companion page has everything laid out step by step.
And remember, the planner shoppers are shopping right now, not next week, right now. Your guide needs to be live by this weekend. The full 4-week sprint calendar is on the companion page too, week by week, channel by channel. Thanks again to Makeeter.com for making this show possible. Go visit Makeeter.com and tell them Boutique Pulse sent you. See you next week.